Tom Petty is Free Fallin' in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East. This is Coffee Talk now for Thursday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. It's National Ballpoint Pen Day. You know, you can't text with it, but the ballpoint pen revolutionized handwritten communications. Patented 78 years ago, June 10th, 1943, and replaced the use of the feather-based writing that we used to do with ink. National Herb and Spices Day is today as well. Cumin is the world's most popular spice, and cilantro, or coriander, depending on who you are, is the most used herb. National Iced Tea Day is also today. Iced tea dates back to the 1870s, which is actually long before people had ice makers. Way back in the early days of the COVID pandemic, wait staff and delivery people were considered essential workers, and were given a lot more respect by all of us. And a little boost in tips. Well, it appears times have changed. According to a new study, customers have pulled back on heavy tipping and gone back to their old habits, with some even cutting back on the gratuities completely. The New York Times scanned figures from payment services Square and Toast and found that folks upped their average tip nearly 25% in early to mid-2020, but have gradually fallen back to pre-pandemic numbers of 18 to 19%. In bigger cities, some restaurants are battling back by eliminating tips altogether and raising wages, which means a hike in the price of some menu items. It looks like the future of communication is apparently in your clothes. Researchers at Purdue University have figured out a way to add wireless capabilities to clothing, and it won't get wrecked when you do the laundry. Your clothing will then be able to communicate with your phone, computer, car, and more. Smart clothing can also monitor your health and even call for help if you've had an accident. And speaking of clothes, guys, if you're looking for a successful summer of dating, you may want to eliminate these things from your wardrobe. According to dating app Plenty of Fish, their steamy summer report, women said that these are the worst summer looks for men. They include socks with sandals together, the tank top or bro tank top, Speedos, cargo shorts, and tropical shirts. For women, the summer fashion looks guys said are turnoffs include high-waisted shorts and pants, heels with a bathing suit, a bad fake tan, and saggy bathing suits and Crocs. That's Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.